Would you kindly sit down, please? So, in the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Well, did it? I honestly don't know, but I don't imagine that in Bethlehem there was a frosty wind making moan, and that earth was hard as iron and water like a stone. It's all imagination, isn't it? But what's wrong with imagination, provided it's held within the bounds of the possible facts? We have this lovely poetess, Christina Rossetti, and she didn't set out to describe a picture. She set out to set a scene. When the Lord Jesus Christ came, earth put on its hardest face of unwelcome. The Bible says he came to his own world, and his own people received him not. Earth was as hard as iron. Water was like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. When Jesus came, the whole world turned against him. As John says, the world knew him not. But there was the other side too, so let your imagination go, Rip. Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim filled the air. And my answer to that is, well, of course they did. Where else would they be? For the first time for all eternities, heaven was silent that night. There was no song, no angel singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That which fills the whole earth is his glory." The song was stilled because the choir had gone to Bethlehem. All the loveliest angels were there. And the towering great seraphim, the guardians of the throne of God. They'd left their guardianship of the throne and they'd gone to mount God at a manger. And the mighty, austere cherubim filled the air. Of course, the Son of God had been born. Only his mother, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the beloved with a kiss. Now, I do doubt that. I do doubt that. But what a scene it must have been when Mary bowed her head over the baby in her arms and brushed his forehead with her lips. Did Joseph's eyes fill with tears as he stood there watching lovely, strong Joseph? He'd been the butt of all the jeers, hadn't he? All the nudge, nudge, wink, wink merchants. Couldn't wait to be married, could you? Got Mary pregnant, didn't you? And the know-alls, they didn't know what you and I know. That Mary and Joseph were still waiting. They knew that there was a huge, great, enormous truth that had to be safeguarded at whatever cost to themselves. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that which will be born of you shall be called holy, the Son of God. he knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son. They'd been married for months and they'd never made love. A baby born without sex. A child born without human intercourse. Don't you think Joseph said, "Here, let me take him," don't you? Did he look down at that tiny form and did he say, "Hello, my son who is not my son," did he? I don't think that Mary and Joseph bent their heads to kiss the baby. I think they bowed their heads to worship him. "Hello, little one. We've loved you since you've been conceived. We've waited for you. Your name is Jesus." You see, there are two sides to Christmas, aren't there? And we've got to be very careful that we complete the circle. On the one side, there's the coming of the baby into the manger, God born on earth. But on the other side, now listen. On the other side, there's welcoming the baby. Only his mother in her maiden bliss worshipped the beloved with a kiss, welcoming the baby. And until we've completed that circle, we're not celebrating Christmas. Jesus in the manger is one thing. Jesus in the heart. As the lovely hymn, "Bethlehem Glory," says, "Come and worship at his footstool. He is Savior, King, and Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, Son of David, Son of God. Reigning now in highest heaven, name above all names adored. Reigning here in my heart, Christ the Lord." Oh, my beloved, my dearly beloved, have you completed the circle? Have you welcomed Jesus into your heart? Have you opened the door and said, "Come in"? Have you taken the baby in your arms and kissed him? Reigning here in my heart. What shall I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What I can, I give him. Give my heart. Tell me, dear one, have you completed the circle? Have you given your heart to Jesus?